The mission of the German military started 4 years ago. That was the time when there was great problems with Boko Haram in the north of Cameroon. And I think it's an act of humanity to help Cameroon forces defend themselves and defend their territory against terrorists. Boko Haram has kidnapped hundreds of young girls and laid bombs in marketplaces and so forth. So this is an act of humanitarian aid. When it comes to German Parliament and the missions of the German military, all missions which have include military fighting have to be approved, or have the danger of military fighting have to be approved by the Parliament. Assistance of technical aid and support in peaceful scenarios are not due to parliamentarian agreement.
There is also the factor of human rights, I believe. Does that play any role at all in giving the parliament a say? Because normally countries where the government does not respect human rights will not get any aid in military terms or in any other terms, actually, from Germany.
Yeah, this is completely right. But the line, the borderline, is sort of difficult to determine. And if you have a kidnapping of 200 young girls, what do you think? I mean, the first thing is to help to get those girls free. So you need some sort of military action, and you need some sort of a military aid to make it possible that a country can defend themselves against these cruel humanitarian things. So they are more cruel, so to say, than not respecting civil rights in one or other means in the country itself. And I think the German military mission should have ended 2 years ago after the conflict between the Anglophone and the Francophone in southwest Cameroon went violent. And that, at that point, was obvious that civil rights were no longer respected in that country. We should have ended that mission, because you never can tell if the experience and the equipment Germany had delivered would not be part of the conflict in the southwest as well. So it should have been ended much, much earlier. I agree on that. And you can also ask a question whether or not, like, the parliament has to decide on UN missions for peacekeeping in the world. So the parliament has asked for that. Those are dangerous missions, and this mission in Cameroon could have been dangerous as well, to my opinion.
The mission has now ended. Do you believe that pressure by the Bundestag, by members of the Bundestag, accelerated that decision?
This is difficult to tell. I wouldn't go so far and tell things I do not know. But I'm the head of the parliamentarian group of Central African, and we just visited Cameroon 2 months ago. And we spoke to parliamentarians in Cameroon, and we see more of a role for Germany to mediate in the conflict in the southwest rather than give any more military aid to the Cameroon security forces. So all parliamentarians asked us to make it possible that Chancellor Merkel could come to Cameroon, visit, and initiate a mediation process. That was the by large, the wish of the Cameroonians. And so we wrote a letter to the Chancellor. So this was a letter signed by all parties of the German Bundestag, and urged Mrs. Merkel to visit Cameroon and make it possible to initiate this mediation process, because also Cameroon was a former German colony. So it would be a good role for Germany.
How realistic do you think it is that such a meeting would come about, or even a higher mediating effort from Germany?
Well, this is our hope, and I think it's let's say a 50% chance she will do that, because she has been visiting a lot of African countries during the last year, and Cameroon is overdue to be visited. And Cameroon has always been an anchor of security in that region. And I think it's a very good idea to stabilize this country and initiate a peace process and get prosperity for the people there. So Cameroon could be a symbol of wealth in the West Africa or Central Africa.
Do you think this is at all feasible as long as there is a regime which does not heed international convention on human rights?
That's, of course, a question of the inner politics of Cameroon, whether or not a regime like that can survive or has to be changed one day. And the president, Paul Biya, is rather old, so it's very likely that one day there's going to be a change. And it's up to him to initiate these changes. It's not up to any foreign country to initiate it. But we should press hard at the European community to demand civil rights in that country as well. And we should also consider, let's say, economic means of forcing those countries to change civil development and respect the civil rights, respect humanitarian rights. And we haven't done enough for that. Europe has too long been standing with long-term dictators just for the reason of security, just for the reason of they think that these dictators sort of stabilize those countries. But in the long run, only democracy and social and civil rights will stabilize these countries.